Oh, I love this music. I mean, I still got the Savvy Sliders in here, this great music, doing a little dance. That's the way to start a Friday. There you go, Danielle. All right. Once again, I'm Greg Russell, filling in this Friday for Paul W. Smith here on The Focus Show on WJR AM 760. I've been having a great time. And, you know, speaking of great times, you can win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere Las Vegas. The iconic band at an iconic venue, the Eagles Live at the Sphere Las Vegas, performing 12 shows this September 20th through November the 9th. And you could be there. I want to be there. I love the Eagles. That would be great. Hey, we've got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, dinner at Chica Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus, there's even a plus put in here, a Vibe VIP experience package. Woo-hoo! Prizes provided by Live Nation. Now, for your chance to win, text this hour's national key still to 95819. Once again, this hour's national keyword is still 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. As we continue on this beautiful Friday here in Detroit, as you know, our city is filled with a lot of great people who are always doing a lot of great things. This time got another buddy here, the one and only Jay Feldman, who's the chairman and CEO of Feldman Automotive, and Mark Wahlberg Automotive. Jay, how you doing?
Good morning. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Great. Glad to have you here with us. And I was going to say, last time, it's funny when I just mentioned that part about, you know, CEO of Feldman Automotive and Mark Wahlberg Automotive. The last time I saw you was when the three of us were on the golf course hugging each other. That was fabulous.
Absolutely, and it's coming up again as fast as can be, again, August 26th. So we're looking.
Right, and what do
you... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, yeah, because what you've got going on is the Feldman Automotive Children's Miracle Celebrity Invitational. And, yes, I was there last year. It was fabulous. And, yeah, tell everybody a little bit more about it and also what you and Mark are doing together in regards to it.
So this is our fourth year. It's hard to believe it. We've done this this many times already. It's gone by so fast. But it's our fourth year. We've raised this. After this year, we'll raise almost $6 million for the Mark Wahlberg Youth Foundation and Children's Miracle Network. And you know, that money is, you know, through Corewell Health, and so that money goes to over 200,000 families in Southeast Michigan. And, you know, basically everything from, you know, medical devices to, you know, pet therapy to counseling and, you know, a lot of things to keep the kids, you know, happy during surgeries and you know, post-surgical care and treatment and cancer treatment. And, you know, it's just amazing to be able to, you know, have that big of an impact in Michigan.
Oh, that's for sure. And talk a little bit about how you guys got involved with all these great different charity and giving back programs, because, you know, a lot of people could just easily just sit back and say, hey, you know, I'm good. But you guys have always given back.
Yeah, well, yeah, this started a little bit, you know, we've always been involved in, we're still involved in various, you know, foundations and charities, you know, throughout Michigan and other parts of the country, Ohio, et cetera. But, you know, Mark and I were talking during COVID, and, you know, as you know, a lot of tragedy during COVID, and a lot of loved ones couldn't see their family members in the hospital. There were so many restrictions. So, you know, we came up with an idea of donating tablets, you know, like iPads to, you know, various hospitals. So we donated 1,300 of them to Beaumont, Providence, and the Wexner Center in Columbus. And so, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, had to say goodbye through those tablets to loved ones. And, you know, of course, a lot were just updates and getting to, you know, stay connected with their family because they couldn't come to the hospital. But that was a really, you know, we started there, and then we talked about doing Mark's always had a strong commitment to Beaumont and Royal Oak when he was filming here, you know, 9 years ago. And so from there, we decided to, you know, connect and partner with Beaumont, which is now Corewell Health. Mm-hmm. And we had our first outing, which was extremely successful 4 years ago. And every year it's gotten bigger. And this year we're significantly ahead of last year, same time. And so we're going to have about 60 celebrities We'll probably have 400 to 450 people attend throughout the day and night. And, two golf courses, and everybody really just loves the event. It's, for a great cause, and so very exciting.
You're listening to WJR. I'm Greg Russell, sitting in for Paul W. Smith here on The Focus Show. Guest right now is Jay Feldman, Chairman and CEO of Feldman Automotive, and Mark Wahlberg Automotive. And also, we're talking to him about all the great things that you two guys are doing together, especially in regards to the golf outing. Like you said, there were so many celebrities there last year. It was also a beautiful day, and that just has to mean so much to you. I mean, just because everybody's out there, like you said, to help and to give back.
Absolutely. And most of the celebrities that I talk to, they attend a lot of events, and they always tell me this is probably the best, if not one of the best events that they attend throughout the year. So, and the fact that they come unpaid, right, on their own time, and do it just out of because they believe in the cause and they enjoy the outing is really amazing.
And something else you've got going on as well is that you're on the board of the Tunnel to Tower Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
So I'm really proud of that board seat. I've been on the board of Tunnel to Towers in New York City for 5 years. Frank Siller, who is the CEO of Tunnel to Towers, his brother Stephen Siller was a firefighter in New York City on September 11th and ran through the Battery Park Tunnel, put his car in park when the tunnel was basically shut down because of the planes hitting the World Trade Center, put his car in park, ran, put his gear on, 60 pounds of gear, ran back through the Battery Park Tunnel, wow, into the towers and was killed. And I believe it was the South Tower who's killed. And from there, Frank, who was a business person in New York, dedicated the rest of his life to honoring his brother. And so he founded Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers, now known as Tunnel to Towers today. We have a massive fundraising campaign throughout the country. And basically the money is used for right now, our big push is homeless veterans because there's an epidemic of that in this country. And then also, smart housing for amputees and injured veterans and police officers and firefighters. We provide mortgage-free homes to, people killed in the line of duty, first responders. And Frank's just an amazing guy. We have a lot of celebrities that are, again, unpaid, that do public service announcements promoting the foundation, including Mark Wahlberg. We have, a handful of celebrities that are really, really behind the foundation. And, you see on TV promoting it and, again, not getting paid to do so just because they really believe in what we're doing.
Well, it is always great with what you are doing, Jay Feldman. Thank you so much for being with me on this Friday afternoon. Jay Feldman, Chairman, CEO of Feldman Automotive. Thanks, as always, for being here, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to seeing you back out on the links this year for that golf outing.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you as well. Take care.
You too. We'll be back with more Focus right here on WJR. I'm Greg Russell, in for Paul W. Smith.